Hello, everyone.
Log Talk Dave Radio. Here.
Hello, everyone. This is David Harris, and it is 6 p.m. on the East Coast. I hope you all had a wonderful week up to now with everything that's going on. I certainly did. You know, I think everything's going to be all right, despite what's going on around the world. We've seen things worse than this, but I believe God is going to get us through. Okay, a little bit about myself, and I promise you I won't keep you long, but I want to be thorough. I'm a minister. I'm a painting contractor. I love life to the fullest. Father of two great sons. My oldest son, he's 32. My youngest, he'll be 24 his birthday. Yes, that's my baby there. We all got a child who's close to our hearts. And though I love them both, just want to always tug at your heart a little bit more than the others. You don't want to make a stink and try to make play favorites. It's just how life is. You know how it is. On another thing, I'm a minister. I've been preaching ever since I was about 19. I tell you, I love it. I was nervous when I first got in the pulpit, like most preachers. And if you're a minister, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Even to this day, some 30 years later, I still get nervous. I get butterflies all over the place. And sometimes it's with churches that I've been to visited many, many times. I started a nursing home ministry a long time ago, almost 17 years. And even though this virus is out there, I still intend to go. Even if I have to wear a mask, it's just, you know, they're just me. I'm trusting that God's going to take care of me, and I think he's going to take care of you. So come Sunday, go to church. Go to church. I mean, there are lots of places that you frequent, the mall, shopping centers, and banks and places, and those places are filled with people, but, you know, it doesn't prevent you from going. So just trust God and go. You just can't stay home and be a hermit. And just trust God to take care of you, because, you know, it is what it is. There's nothing we can stop, nothing really we can do to stop what's going on, because, you know, we had a flu virus here in the United States, let me see, in 2019, tens of thousands of people died. I looked it up on the internet the other day, you know, 80,000 plus people died. But, you know, hey, it's bad, but we didn't shut everything down. And even till now, here it is 2.5 months into the new year, over 19,000 people have already died. But, hey, we didn't shut things down. So what we do, we trust God, and we go forth from there. And that's what I do. I tell folks at the nursing home, trust God. Trust God. Well, who else can you trust? Trust God. And I tell my son, I know you're working at a restaurant, and people are coming and going all the time. We have to learn to trust God. And that's what we all have to do. We have to learn to trust God. We have to learn to put our faith in him, because he's our only hope. The Bible tells us we're saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why doth he yet hope for? I mean, what do you have to hope for if you can see everything? And if you have everything, you have to trust God. We can't see the future. We can only trust that God is going to get us there, because he's the only one who is going to get us there. Tomorrow is a whole new day. And for me and you in this country, it's Sunday. It's Sunday. Go to church. Don't be afraid. I know a lot of people may not agree with me, but go to church. And if you can't go, if you're sick or if you're fearful, get together with some folks in your neighborhood. Have service. That's what I intend to do. If my pastor calls up and say, well, look, we're going to cancel service because of this virus, no. My son and I are going to serve God. Just like Joshua said, me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Besides, we have a small church anyway. A very small church, I think, is less than 50, so we don't have to worry about that number being 100 or more. But even though, whatever situation you, trust God with everything you do. Again, I'm David Harris. I'm a minister. I've been preaching for over 30 years. I'm a painting contractor. I've been doing that for over 30 years. Served a tour in the military. I went to North Carolina A&T State University from 1979 to 83. I graduated. I enjoyed it. I was going to teach, but those kids back then got on my last nerve. If you've ever been in the classroom and heard these students in there go off and just do those things, and it's get aggravating. You you'll probably have second thoughts about teaching. But for those of you who like it, good. I don't have the patience like a lot of people have. I mean, it's like working in a daycare center. I couldn't do that job. Little kids running around crying, wanting their mother and father. But I can understand that. That's just how it is, you know, with some people. But, hey, everybody have their little level of tolerance. But, you know, I figured, you know, being a minister, I better learn some kind of tolerance. I better learn some kind of patience. And I've learned it over the years because back in the day, when in the early 80s, when I was graduating from college, I had to learn some patience because those kids were getting to me. Then I joined the military, and then I really had to get some patience. But, you know, God took care of me, and he took care of me then. He's going to take care of me now like he's going to take care of you. Other than being a minister and a painter, I also am an author. Yes, I love to write. I love to write. I love to read. I've read lots of books. I've read the Bible many, many, many times. I read it every day, and I go through the Bible from cover to cover about every 18 months. It's just something I like to do. I read other books, too, and I encourage you to read the Bible, too. Again, if you can't make it to church tomorrow, I think what you ought to do is go to church. I mean, if you can't go to, I'm going to just say, if you can't make a church, might read the Bible, get together with some folks, and then go to church. Go to church with maybe a couple of neighbors. You'll probably enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. All it takes is two or three. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. So go get together with some folks and have church at home if you can't go to your traditional church. The book that I wrote, I think you will really enjoy it. Now, most of you know about great leaders in the Bible. You've probably heard of Noah, the one that built the ark. You've probably heard of David, the one who slew the giant and all that. You've probably heard, no doubt, of Moses. Moses went to Egypt, and God used him to get the children of Israel out of Egypt. But you probably didn't know about Moses' wife. Yes, he had a wife. We don't hear that much about her. We don't know that much about her. The Bible calls her by name just three times in the scriptures. So I decided to do something a lot of folks wouldn't do. I ventured out and wrote about somebody in the Bible that we don't know a lot about, and that was Moses' wife. Her name was Zipporah. Zipporah means little bird, a little bird. And I tell you what I did. I compared her life with the lives of other women in the Bible. Women like Sarah, women like Rebecca, and women like Ruth. And I said, you know, maybe, just maybe, Zipporah waited just like any other woman in the Bible, waiting for her knight in shining armor. In the Bible, she has six sisters. Their names aren't given. It's just hers. Her father is Jethro, priest of Midian. I guess he knew some things about the word. He was one of the descendants of Esau. Esau, of course, being one of the twin sons of Isaac and Rebekah. They had Esau and Jacob. Esau was red and hairy all over. Well, his descendants, one of them was Jethro. And I just decided to write about his daughter, Zipporah. The story centers around her, and what it does, it takes us a few years back before Moses ever met her. Now, if you read the book of Exodus, you'll find out that Moses, after he had left Egypt, he killed a man. He fled for his life. He went to a place called Midian, and there he was at a well. He met up with a woman and her sisters. Her name was Zipporah. And there were some shepherds who gave them a hard time, and Moses drove them away. And you know the rest of the story. Jethro gave Zipporah to Moses, and she bare him two sons. Now, we don't know what happened to Zipporah prior to that. Before all that happened, we don't know. So I wrote a story about her. I guarantee you will love it. I've had some of my readers thought it was a real story and know it's fiction. But because I peppered the book with a few scriptures, not a whole lot of scriptures because I didn't want it to sound like a commentary, but I peppered it with a few scriptures to make it seem even more real. And the theme of the book is, behind every successful man is a good woman. And I believe I'm talking to some right now. There's some good women out there. I know I'm listening to some good women right now. I'm talking to some good women out there right now because I believe that you have been very instrumental in helping your sons, your grandsons, or maybe your husbands, or your fiancés, or your father, or maybe one of your brothers. You're still behind them, and that's good. I congratulate you. If you're a woman like that, if you're the kind of woman who have stood behind your man or your brother or male figure in your life, it might be you might have a cousin who's a pastor or a deacon, and you're still behind and support them. I believe you're going to be rewarded. And I believe that Zipporah, she was rewarded. Think about it. She was married to him for a long time. Before they went back to Egypt, they were married about 40 years. That's a long time. And you know what? I think a lot of you out there who've been married for a long time, you've waited and waited and waited, your day is coming. The book, A Song for Zipporah. A Song for Zipporah. It's available on Amazon. Also, it's on my website at goodbooklets.net. Goodbooklets.net. You will like that website. For those of you who like the digital version, for those of you who don't want to get the paperback, I can understand with this virus going around and you'd rather have it right now. You can do that. You can go to goodbooklets.net, click on books, scroll down. It's the very last book because I have other material up there. By the way, the other material on my book, on my website, is just fantastic for ministers. If you're a minister, if you're a pastor, evangelist, I have some excellent material for you. If you're a Sunday school teacher, if you're a Bible student, if you just want to learn some more things about the Bible, get you a copy of some of that material. They're booklets, anywhere between 8 to 10 pages. Well, some of them are close to 20 pages, depending on what the title is. But you'll have some good material there. Good material, good learning material, some very important stuff that could help you out in the ministry. But if you just want a good book to read, A Song for Zipporah is the book for you. A Song for Zipporah. It's on Amazon. It's on my website, goodbooklets.net, GoodBooklets.net. You will love it, I promise you. I'm not going to keep you long, but I just want you to know that's a good book. That's some good material up there. Again, you pastors, you ministers, spread the word about the website, goodbooklets.net. Share it with your Sunday school teacher, your deacon, your fellow preacher friends. Just spread the word. There's some good material out there. And for those of you who have not become yet a member of the AAA, LAC, African American Awareness Literacy Awareness Campaign, y'all will join up with them. Become friends. Just get in contact with this wonderful lady, Angela. I've talked with her on the phone. She's a dynamite lady. Just we need to work together. All of us do. Black, white, everything, anything in between. We need to work together. Now, again, I want you to be mindful of that website I just gave you, goodbooklets.net. Go there and get you some of the material. You'll love it. If you like the paperback, there's nothing wrong with that. Go to Amazon, amazon.com. The book is A Song for Zipporah. And if you want the digital version, it's at goodbooklets.net. Goodbooklets.net, where booklets live and give life. I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you this evening. I hope you all have a very safe weekend. And remember, have service tomorrow. If you're going to stay home, call some friends up, have church services. But, you know, just don't sit around doing nothing, because I believe God has a blessing for you, even in the midst of all this virus going around. God is going to do something. Don't be fearful. Just trust him. He's going to take care of you. Okay? Y'all have a good one. And don't forget to tell your friends about the book, A Song for Zipporah. It's available on Amazon. Or you can go to my website, goodbooklets.net. Goodbooklets.net. Click on books, make a selection, and enjoy and tell others about it. Having said that, I hope you all have a good weekend, and may God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Be safe. Have a good one. Bye-bye.